Mix 94.7 KMCH. It is 8:11 on a Thursday morning. Glad to have you here. Glad to have you wherever you are. And right now it's listening to us do this little radio program. Jessica O'Reilly, who was up way too late last night, according to her own reports, joining us on the phone this morning. You were in our neck of the woods, or at least a little north of us last night in the area, getting a little culture.
That's right. Taking in a little jazz concert at UNI last night, catching my kiddo play lead trombone in the jazz quartet, or in the jazz ensemble. Jazz band.
What instrument? Trombone, you said?
Trombone.
Gotcha. Well, you couldn't afford a cello? Is that what it is, or what?
I know. You know what, though? That upright bass, I do love the upright bass. So maybe some other time he wants to learn another. I mean, he is learning all the instruments, sort of, since he's going to be a band director, but perhaps I can just get him to do a little upright bass for me.
Well, there you go. And at least the trombone's easier to march with.
That's right. They are. And he just, like, straps it on his back. It's, like, very backpackable. It's a very backpackable instrument.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And that's the name of the game. So, all right, here we are, the first full week of October, and a list of things going on throughout the state of Iowa. Let us start. If you've ever been down to the old Threshers grounds in Mount Pleasant, you know they've got a bevy of stuff Labor Day weekend. But it doesn't just stay Labor Day weekend. No, Jessica, because they have stuff going on this weekend through the rest of the month.
All weekends in October. It's been going on for over 16 years. They've got From Clowns to Mad Doctors and All Things That Go Bump in the Night. Thrasher's House of Terror has brought nightmares back to Mount Pleasant. Visit the scariest and one of the most top haunted house attractions in Iowa. Again, that's weekends throughout the month of October.
So if you've never been down there, no better reason than to go right now and check out all the things, especially with clowns and scary doctors. That won't mess anybody up at all, will it?
No, of course it won't.
There was a movie that came out in the mid-90s about the bridges of Madison County. And if you want to go down to the Winterset area, the home of John Wayne, they have their very own Covered Bridge Festival. Tell us about that coming up October 8 and 9.
Yeah, that's this weekend. The Covered Bridge Festival honors the county's history and their world-famous bridges with a two-day event around the Winterset Courthouse Square. You've got vendors and crafters and food and fun and fall colors.
And plus, covered bridges. And have you ever been in the park where they have the hedge maze and then there's a little bridge just down over the hill?
Yes, the Cutler Donahue Bridge. Indeed, I have.
And then the nice thing is it's not a tall maze, so you can't get lost too long unless you're like less than 2 feet tall.
Right. In that same park is the Clark Tower that you can walk up to. It's kind of it's uphill, so there's that. But you could drive up to it. Have you been to that?
I have been to that. I've had my picture taken on that tower, or in that tower, okay. I should say.
Right? Worth the drive. Nice views.
Oh, yeah.
Panoramic views, as they say.
You can actually see Manchester from there if you look hard enough.
Can we see your house?
You can see Russia from there, too, but that's not important. October 12th. We move right along.
Moving on.
October 12th, Shop Iowa Day. What is this all about?
This is a brand new event. You know, there's that large online retailer.
I know.
Who has those special days. This is even better, though, because it is shopiowa.com, and you're supporting Iowa small businesses. You can get ahead of your holiday gift list or treat yourself, no judgments. You can enter to win a $500 Shop Iowa shopping spree grand prize or one of four additional Shop Iowa gift cards. There's going to be special one-day markdowns from small businesses across the state. Free shipping specials by select businesses and local pickup are available. So shop early, shop small, support Iowa businesses.
Shop early and shop often on October 12. Go check that out. Let's see. October 14th through the 16th, the Scenic Drive Festival in the villages of Van Buren. Where in Iowa is Van Buren?
This is the far southeast corner of the state. I believe that there is not a single stoplight. At least that used to be the story. Not a single stoplight in the county. So there's that. So it's a very leisurely drive. Browse, walk, stroll, whatever you want to do in the villages during their Scenic Drive Festival. There's lots of things happening. It's like six or seven villages. So stuff going on in each of those. They've got craft shows, flea market, quilt show, live music and a parade. They also have a state park down there, so beautiful fall color opportunities as well.
You have to go check that out. And definitely worth the drive. And it's definitely a drive, too, if you're going to be driving that far. And then finally...
make it a weekend.
Yeah, make a whole weekend out of it. There you go. Lastly, but not leastly, the Spirits in the Gardens in Ames, IA, USA, October 21st through the 23rd.
This is Ryman Gardens' popular fall celebration, back with even more spooky fun. They have 1,000-plus intricately carved jack-o'-lanterns, candy, chemistry experiments, jugglers, cosplay, and so much more. Wear your favorite costume, join in the fun. They do have timed tickets for that, so order those online. In fact, you have to order them online. So if you're interested, check out their website and buy your tickets.
I've never been to the Ryman Gardens, but I've
speaking
seen pictures of them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Speaking of Ames, fine. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention, can we go back to an event in September? Just going to say... it was an ugly game, but an ugly win still counts the same. So go Cyclones.
I figured we were going to just gloss right over that, but no.
No.
You had to rip the Band-Aid off again.
It's like the first time in 6 years. Think you can let me just have this one moment.
That's true, but just...
if I may squeeze...
Yes, go ahead. Fine. Keep on the Iowa State brag board. We have the hall till 9. Go ahead.
No. I just wanted to squeeze in one more event.
Yeah, okay,
not
fine.
Not related to the Cyclones. One more event. It's a brand new event happening at Adventureland in Altoona. It's their Phantom Fall Fest. It's weekends through October. You can come early for family-friendly fun, festive food, and your favorite coasters and rides during the day. But then, when the sun goes down, the Phantom takes screams to the extreme with 4 haunted houses and 3 scare zones.
Ooh.
So it's a brand new event for Adventureland. Lots of fun. I was at a little preview, and I'm not into haunted houses, but I did brave one. Luckily, it was still kind of light out, so it felt less scary. But people are in for a treat if they're into scary things.
Do you know if they'll have the rides up and going at the same time, or is this just on the ground in the park sort of deal?
So during the day, they'll have the rides going, and then at night, then the haunted stuff takes over.
Uh-huh.
So yes, you could ride the rides during the day.
Good
and
enough.
Get scared the bejesus out of you in the evening.
Well, let's be honest, I'm kind of a wimp. It'd scare me through the day, too, riding some of the rides. So. Hey, the brand new TravelIowa.com website, you were with us last month, you were previewing it. What will we see on that new website?
So it is beautiful. There's just so many things going on and lots of content to inspire your travels. Obviously, we're focused on fall at the moment with fall color reports from our friends at the Department of Natural Resources. If you're looking to find out where peak color is, we can help you with that. And we also have the brand new fall winter travel guide available. If you'd like to order that, you can do that on TravelIowa.com as well.
Always good to talk to you, my friend. You realize next month we're previewing Thanksgiving and might even get a taste of Christmas events?
I know. Isn't that crazy? Like, where does the time go? How is it October already?
I don't know. They always say time flies when you're working too hard. So for you and I, it constantly flies. Always good to talk to you. That's what they say. It's on the Google. I found it. I'm pretty sure. So.
Well, then it's true. It's on the internet,
totally. Hey, have a happy Halloween, and we will talk to you just under 30 or just over 30 days from now or something like that. First Thursday of November.
Give or take. We'll see you then.
All right. Thanks, Jessica. Our good friend, Jessica O'Reilly, TravelIowa.com with us on the phone this morning. And she makes her living talking about Iowa and things to do. And we'll put the whole interview on our website at KMCH.com. Swish has a check of sports, and we're going to try to find us a day 9 winner. A Bring Me My Lunch, all coming up in the next 15 minutes here on KMCH. Good morning.